It's early in the morning on a beautiful clear day out at the Busselton Airport, and I'm just sitting in the car park watching as workers arrive or get dropped off to leave on shift.
How are you going?
How are you doing?
I'm just wondering where you're heading off to today.
Nikogena.
Cool. And have you been doing Fife out of Busselton for long?
No, only for, just over a year now.
And what's the morale like out on site?
I think the biggest thing is not knowing what's actually happening. You know, being left in the dark for so long, but it is what it is. As my partner says, I've still got a job, so that's the main thing.
Just wondering where you're heading off to today.
Yandy, Rio Tinto Yandy.
I'm from Boyabrook. It's a little bit up and down at the moment, but I don't know. I think we're still pretty safe. It might slow down for a little bit.
All right, and how do you find it living down here?
To have it like life in Busselton is just, it's great. You know, we get to come, don't we? Drop Dad off at the airport and pick him up.
And how long have you been doing FIFO out of Busselton?
About 5.5 years.
How do you like it?
If you like the lifestyle, it's good.
And how are people feeling about the ups and downs in the industry?
It's just one of those things. I mean, obviously, if the company's not making money, they can't afford to keep people on, you know. It's a business. But, I mean, morale's pretty low at times, mainly because people don't know what's going on. But management keep you pretty well informed anyway, you know, as far as they can.
How many FIFO workers are there down in Busselton, do you think?
In Busselton itself, there's around 800 to 1,000 FIFO workers that reside in the City of Busselton district. Within the southwest catchment area, we believe there's around 3,500.
And these are the people that use Busselton Airport?
Certainly. We have about 25,000 passengers through the airport per year for FIFO purposes.
Where are the FIFO workers from as well as Busselton? Because it's bigger than that, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. It's right across the southwest region. So we have people from, obviously, Dunsborough, Margaret River, Yelling Up area, Augusta, Manjimup, Capel, Collie, people from Mandurah, from right across the southwest region.
Have you been made aware of any job losses recently?
Not specifically job losses. We've been advised of roster changes, which has resulted in some changes to some FIFO charter services operating from our airport. But job losses itself, no, we haven't been advised of specifically of those losses.
1.2 kilometres, then enter roundabout.
I'm off to talk to Annie Evans-Pascoe and her husband, Rod Pascoe, about how everyone's feeling about the job losses in the resources industry generally, and more specifically, how people are feeling down in Busselton. They live out in Vass, which is one of the new suburbs on the outskirts of Busselton, and I think a lot of FIFO workers live out there. How are workers feeling out on site about the drop in the iron ore price recently?
Well, I guess everybody's nervous about the drop in the price. I guess it's the reaction by Rio Tinto that we're more concerned about.
Mm.
You know, at what stage does it become viable to keep the mine open? And then, as many of the other mines are going into care and maintenance, so the margins get pretty tight and the bean counters are elsewhere, and then the decisions are made probably offshore even.
Mm.
And so you don't really know a long time in advance whether something's going to happen. We've probably felt it the least amount of all the mines or all mining areas, probably. So, yeah, probably the worst, not the worst person to ask, but yeah, like I say, where we are, we're quite lucky.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of contractors on site because we're ramping up.
Oh, right, yeah. That's really
so
interesting.
So we're a little bit unique in the situation, whereas a lot of the other companies obviously have been closing down and changing their rosters and cutting crews back and all that sort of stuff. So they would be the people that would really be sweating on, you know, their future, you know, as long as you keep doing what you're supposed to be doing and don't be naughty or anything like that, you know, I think you're pretty safe.
Yeah. Mm. And Annie, what about you, from your kind of your FIFO wife hat on?
I mean, the general feel of what I've been sensing around, there hasn't been a lot of panic, per se, with the jobs losses that have been or that have happened recently. I know there was a bit of disappointment with some of the families that were like FMG, and they've completely changed their roster from an 8 and 6 roster, 8 day on, 6 day off roster, to a 2 and 1 roster, which is 2 weeks on,
1 week off.
So it sounds like people, like there's a few people who are a bit uneasy, but no, it's not like, I'm not getting the feeling that Busselton's sweating it.
No, I don't think so. I think they still, it's mainly to do with what I've seen coming through is just the unease with some of the roster changes and things like that. I haven't seen anyone comment directly in regards to the iron ore price.